saving you 50% off your energy charges all winter and summer. Season Pass from TXU Energy is one of our most popular plans.
I saved $450 last year.
Season Pass really gets people going.
Half off savings. Half off savings.
With half off savings for half the year, there's lots to cheer about with Season Pass. TXU Energy, energy for everything. Tap the banner now to learn more.
At Premier High School, we are a tuition-free charter school serving grades 9 through 12. We offer a personalized program which gives you the opportunity to recover credits, graduate early, attend school around a work schedule, career and technical training, earn college credits while in high school, become eligible for military service. Learn more about how you can reach your goal.
Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that this just really clicks and helps her understand how easy it is to just be outside of the will of God and then understand the consequences, just the clear black and white nature of the things of the Spirit. I ask all these prayers, Father, in Jesus' name, amen. I just want to touch on the previous podcast where I talked about if you were in a lukewarm church or just a church and you had this experience where, you know, you read through your Bible and, you know, you realized that the God that you were being taught in those churches was not the God of the Bible, and that, and how I mentioned yesterday, I was explaining that you were being prepped for the spirit of Antichrist. I want to explain something, because any sister that, you know, would probably have very good intentions in her heart would feel like, well, no, because I know my old pastor, or I know my old church, you know, and maybe it's not sound and things like that, and it's not, you know, a place for me to be, but I don't think that pastor would be teaching the spirit of Antichrist, right? That sounds a bit extreme, okay? Right? Because you probably know these people and feel like, you know, that might be a bit harsh. Well, let me explain something, okay? The problem is, Jesus says, if you're not gathering, you're scattering, okay? It's either one of the two. Either your life is dead and buried and hidden in Christ, and what you're teaching, what you're preaching, okay, what you're ministering onto people is of the Holy Ghost, or you're still alive, okay? And you can be a very nice person and trying to do your best, but if you're still alive, okay, meaning your life is not dead and buried and hidden in Christ, okay, and you're walking in the flesh, then that's all it really takes. And you don't even need to realize that you're advancing the spirit of Antichrist. Most times, people don't, okay? They're just in a place of deception. They're just not of the spirit, okay? I want to clarify that, because that can be kind of hard to understand, okay? But it is the truth, okay? Because when you are of the spirit and your life is dead and buried and hidden in Christ, the things that you say and the things that you teach, okay, and preach or whatever, are going to be purely of the Holy Spirit. And they're going to be safe. They're going to be sound according to the Bible. And they're going to be true, okay? But a little, scripture says, a little leaven of the whole lump. If a person is, you know, means well and they want to do well and they're leading a church and leading a teaching, okay, but they weren't really called of God, and or maybe they were called of God and went too soon and weren't really ready, okay, or or maybe they're just, you have to understand, when you're a servant of the Lord, it's a very deep thing. You have to be very humble, and your life really truly is dead and buried and hidden in Christ. And he controls everything. So if you're not fully submitted onto, you know, onto the Spirit, okay, and you're just influenced by peers, you're just influenced by family members, you're just influenced by maybe your own goals and dreams and ambition, or your own mind, or what you think, maybe some of the things you think are important in your teaching, you know, you're still doing stuff like that. It's just basically any part of aspect of that person that's still alive, okay, what can be swayed to the subject, swayed to the things of this world, and the things of this world are given over to the spirit of Antichrist, okay? It really doesn't take much. The person doesn't even really need to be fully aware that they're doing it, okay? They just need to, you know, be flesh. They just need to be carnal. Really, that's all you really need. It's very dangerous when you're leading and teaching people and you're not, your life is not dead and buried and hidden in Christ. And that is honestly the primary condition of the church in the United States, because a lot of people, they go, I want to be a pastor. So rather than, you know, wait and for the Spirit, okay, to take them through a journey in their life and completely, you know, humble them, okay, so their life is completely dead and buried, hidden in Christ, they think, well, no, I need to go to a Bible seminary. I need to go here. I need to study here. And now I'm ready. And they're not, okay, they're not. They're still flesh, okay? They haven't been schooled by the Holy Spirit the way that they need to. And then that's it. There you go. Now they're teaching spirit of Antichrist because they're still alive, okay? It's not something that is super evil with someone behind a pulpit who's, you know, trying to, you know, deceive the masses. I mean, sometimes that happens, but all it takes is just carnal pastors. That's it. It really is. Excuse me. I just want to explain that, okay? It doesn't take much to advance the spirit, okay? You can think you're doing the right thing. You think that people honestly will think that they're you know, teaching love, you know, they're teaching a good, you know, a good thing, and they're just in a place of deception. I'll go ahead and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day that she really humbles herself and sees the difference really clearly and prays to see the difference between walking in the flesh and walking in the spirit and how they're just night and day and totally different. I ask all these prayers, you Father, in Jesus' name, amen.
At Premier High School, we are a tuition-free charter school serving grades 9 through 12. We offer a personalized program which gives you the opportunity to recover credits, graduate early, attend school around a work schedule, career and technical training, earn college credits while in high school, become eligible for military service. Learn more about how you can reach your goal